So never forget. Never forget that the devil plays a multi-level chess game with you. A multi-level, multi-dimensional chess match. It's a war. What's the devil trying to do? Okay, so a lot of these people are revealing conspiracies, right? All these conspiracies are being revealed, right? Now, on the one hand, it's a good thing. You realize what you're in. On the other hand, some of the reason these people are doing this is to make you bitter. If the devil can attack your mind and get you bitter, he's attacking your soul. Your soul consists of your will, your emotions, and your intellect. And so if the devil can attack you and make you think, oh, you've been abused and beat down and the devil's attacked you. I mean, worse, chemtrails and fluoride in the water and all these things that the devil got these minions to do in the natural, it makes you mad and you get bitter and then your soul is under attack. See, when you get bitter, your soul is under attack. So the devil attacks your physical body through his minions down here to get to your soul, because once you wake up to it and see what's been going on, once you wake up to it, you start eating better. You cut back sugar, gets rid of inflammation. You start learning about bushcraft. I mean, really, the worst thing that could happen is they take your the life of your body, but absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's the worst they could do, take your life. But while you're still here, you can learn to fight the system. Wise as serpent, but gentle as dove. See, if the devil wants to attack your soul, he has to show you, just like a psychopath and a sociopath, if you meditate on what these sociopaths, narcissists, and all are doing, they lie to you, and you catch them in a lie. And you say, why are you lying? I didn't lie. I got the proof right here. Okay, I won't lie again. Then they lie again. Dr. Fauci. Why would Dr. Fauci lie to your face, contradict himself like 5 different times, and just be there in your face? Why? Because he's a psychopath. And what is he trying to do? He's trying to get you mad and bitter and upset and to be like him. He's trying to make copies of himself. That's what the anti-Flash was trying to do with Flash. Flash, you're just like me. Flash said, no, I'm not. I made a choice to do right, to not hate my neighbor, to not hate my enemy. The Bible says, love your enemy. They are your enemy. They're not your enemy, but you're their enemy because you believe in God. You want them to see it. You would love to see them get saved, but they hate you. And their whole purpose of attacking you is to make you hate them because they hate you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's the narcissist, it's the sociopath, it's the psychopath, it's the system. Because the system is a narcissistic system, and the only way you're going to escape the system is come out from among it. Yeah, you got to work down here. Yeah, you got to. But you can clean your own water. You can buy a filter. You might have to sacrifice more. You might have to work more. You might have to do some more study. But you can come out of the system. I realize the people who introduced me to these conspiracies were the people in the long run who wanted me to be bitter. They brought me into these conspiracies to make me bitter. They didn't give me a solution, because there's no solution. It's going to get worse and worse. The solution is to trust God. There's no solution escaping this cube 666 system, cube system. It's actually a reflection of the flesh mind of Adam. That's why it's called a system, because Eve is the flesh side of Adam, and it's called a system because Eve is the sister of Adam. It's the energy of the flesh. That's why she's always worried about how she looks and painted face and lipstick and all that. It's the flesh. The system is the flesh mind, and Eve is the flesh side of Adam. That's why she's under authority, because the flesh is under law. She's under authority of the man. Now, the spirit-filled woman, she can escape it, just like the spirit, just like the man's a flesh creature till he escapes it. The born-again can escape the flesh mind. But most of the time, you don't see that happening. Most people don't ever escape it. And if you have a woman who decides to get married, but she wants to be the head of the home, she wants to be the man, then she's actually the Jezebel spirit, which is the system. The system is the Jezebel spirit. So anyway, the multi-level chess game, yeah, they might be attacking your water and your chemtrails and your, and whatever else, the chemicals and sugar in the food, and they're attack the endocrine system. The endocrine, it sounds like indoctrinate. endocrine system. So they're attacking you multifaceted on your body, but that's not their end game, because don't fear those that can take your life, fear those that can take your soul. So my point is, the devil can attack your body, the natural creatures, but the whole game is to attack your soul. And if they can attack your body and then your soul, then they can attack your spirit. So you have a body, a soul, and a spirit. Your body has five senses. Your soul has the will, the emotion, the intellect. Your spirit is either born again or not. And so if they can break your spirit, they win. But if you don't let them break your soul, and you don't let them break your spirit, you win. If they take your body, you're gone. You're instantly with God. But don't let them break your... They really can't take your... You can't lose your salvation, but they can break your spirit if you just quit being in touch with God. And even though you're saved, you want to... God is going to draw his elect out. God is going to use shock treatment to draw his elect out. So my point is, whether it's Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, whether it's that Tate guy, what's that guy's name? Whether it's comedians, whether it's that one comedian who says, you're not in the club. Whether the rich get rich, the poor get poor. It's always been that way. But the game is not the money. The game is not your body. The game is your soul. They're attacking your soul. If you can get a hold of the fact that the devil, when he hits you with one dart, he's hitting you with multiple darts. When the devil gives you cognitive dissonance, multiple contradictory things like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake, if the devil's attacking you with contradictory information, you know there's another game. The corporations do it. The government does it. The agents do it. The news media does it. The high-level conspiracy theorists, they don't tell you that it's attacking your soul. The high-level conspiracy theorists, they're not going to say the devil is playing a multiple game to attack your soul. They're going to just focus on what they're doing to the body because they want you to be bitter. Let me put this on pause, that horn. Okay, so I was talking about something important, and this horn behind me, the guy's got his door open. The horn was just going off. The devil doesn't want you to understand what I'm saying. The devil wants you to understand the conspiracy theories to make you bitter. Those high-level conspiracy theorists, people who can speak it in detail and go into all they just want you mad. Be ye angry and sin not. They want you angry and mad, and they want you fighting, and they don't really care if it gets solved. They never give you a solution. They just want to show you the conspiracy to attack your soul, to get you in bitterness, because if they can get a root of bitterness, these are agents of Satan. They never talk about born again. They say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but they never say, I've been born again. They never say, I received Jesus into my heart by faith, but they keep talking about the worldly news. The world's going to get worse and worse. But until the church is raptured up, they can't have this so-called New World Order that's already in place. The New World Order's already here. It's been here. The God of this world is the devil. These conspiracy guys, they've lied to you to get your salt. They act like they're against the New World Order, but they're a part of it. They're attacking your soul. Because if they can get you to say, oh, they put fluoride in my water. Oh, no, they're putting chemicals in my food. Oh, no, there's chemtrails in the sky. Oh, no, they're taking away my farms. Oh, no, they're taking away my, they're killing babies. They're doing this. Yeah, we know some, all that's wrong. And yeah, that's fine to speak about it. But at the same time, if that's all you speak about and don't reveal the game, there's always been the Aztec solution, human sacrifice. It's been here for the whole time. The Gentile system is nothing but sorcery and witchcraft and worshiping idols. Oh, Balenciaga. Oh, no, Balenciaga's evil. They've always been evil. Oh, they're having a war. They've always had wars. It's evil, but it's to attack your soul, to make you bitter. Don't you see? The devil's using these agents that only tell you the bad news, but they don't tell you that Jesus saves and he teaches you to overcome. If you really want to overcome, learn bushcraft. Why don't these conspiracy gurus, why don't they tell you about bushcraft? Study bushcraft and all your fear will go away. Learn bushcraft. I'm not saying you have to go out in the woods and live it, but study it. And all your fears will go away. So they want you in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. They want to take away your sound mind. They want to get you in bitterness, and they want you in fear. Don't you understand? Why wouldn't every time a conspiracy person speaking, why wouldn't they say, but Jesus saves, and God is going to sustain you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They can take the body, but they can't take the soul. But if you're in bitterness, the devil already won. And he used these agents. I don't care if it's Joe Rogan. I don't care if it's the top ones on YouTube or wherever. Instagram. They got these guys on Instagram, YouTube, every channel. Yeah, I know people are asleep. I know. But it'll make you bitter. And it'll actually, if they can get you bitter, that's the worst attack on your body if you stay in bitterness, because your bitterness will eat you from the inside out. But if the spirit of the man sustains the man, if your spirit's right, your soul's right, you can endure a lot of stuff. You actually stay young. If your heart's right, you actually reverse your age. Seriously. But if you stay bitter, you're going to get old faster. You're going to get gray hair faster. Hey, what's up? And if you hate your neighbor, you're gonna get old. If you hate anybody, you're gonna age faster. The whole game is attack your soul, and then they don't have to. If they can get you bitter and not, they program you. They program you. Do you understand? They're programming you. They're programming you to stay bitter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know about sugar was so bad for you till I found out the hard way. So now do I stay bitter, or do I do something about it and I do fasting and I reverse all the damage? See, why don't they tell you the solution? They tell you the problem, but they don't tell you the solution. And so this is so important. You're being attacked. They attack at a multi-level chess game. They crash the economy to make you bitter. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's all a big sham and a big scam. Actually, actually, what if you really think about it, you live like a king. If you got hot water and you got air conditioning and heat, you live like a king. If you got running water, you live like a king compared to before. So you actually are blessed beyond measure. And they don't want you to see your blessing. They want you to be all focused on the negative. And then what happens is it's a witchcraft trick. If you're focused on the negative, you're going to reflect negative back. It's a mind game to pull you down into the system even more, to destroy yourself, really. And they just, they have to do it. They hate that they're doing it, some of them. Some of them love it, but some of them hate it, but they sold their soul, so they have to do it. They have to do what the devil tells them to do. And so you can feel sorry for them, but they're not gonna stop. You would think Alex Jones would become a preacher, but he's not going to. He's already revealed the game. Why does he have to keep revealing it? You would think if he was really serious, he'd start preaching. But he's not, he don't want you to see past the multi-level chess game. Rogan, Jones, even, I hate to say it, what's his name's falling into it, the psychologist guy, Peterson, the Peterson guy, he's falling into it. Andrew Tate fell into it. You need to quit. They need to quit trying to make you bitter and give you a way out. Study bushcraft. Be content with what you got. See, Andrew Tate's trying to make you discontent with what you have. Everything about him is to make you discontent. Be content in all things, Jesus said. Did Jesus lift weights? Was Jesus trying to get rich down here? I mean, it's good to get free, but don't stress over it. Either God blesses you or he doesn't. And God makes a way of escape, even if you're not a billionaire. If you think about really these top conspiracists, they all have money. They all have money. You've been lied to. I was lied to. For 5 years, I was bitter. I could see 666 everywhere. And I finally cried out. I said, Lord, it looks like the devil's winning, but I know he's not. And that's when God showed me the blood of his cross everywhere. See, they want you to see the 666. They want you to see the devil. But actually, it's the reflection of the flesh side of Adam. It's the reflection of your flesh mind. You're actually looking at yourself, your old Adamic nature, when you look at Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is Cain. Dr. Fauci is Cain. A lot of these Fox News and CNN News speakers, they are Cain, but they're doing it in a multi-level attack. It's okay to reveal the lies, but where's the solution? It's okay to reveal the dark side, but the Bible even says don't even speak of those things. Where's the solution? You've been poisoned. Okay. Thank you. Now give me a solution. They're not going to give you a solution because it's not about the solution. It's about getting you bitter. That's what's going on. If you can wake up to that, I know it's a hard pill to swallow. What I'm saying is hard to swallow. But you're going to have to wake up and realize that this is an agenda.
Where are the crackers?
This is an agenda that's mass mind control. I'm talking about mass mind control.